Forever Dog.
Yeah, angels of the outfield tits.
The angels, yeah, babe. Aspired.
Yeah, the angels. They were far out there, out
Honey,
of left field, babe. Yeah,
you used more letters than the Mayan alphabet on your Pictionary. Okay,
baby, don't get it twisted.
No. If you want to read, first get together your doodles.
You need to get your doodles together before you want to read, okay?
Okay.
Please welcome back. Welcome yourselves back for yet another... Welcome back for another
scalding
serving of...
Hot Goss.
A haunting episode of Hot Goss. And this is our weekly terrifying chat show where we talk about spooky events in our lives, issues in mortifying politics, and take a deep dive into the demon ends. Let's get into some... Hot goblins.
Ooh, the goblins and the ghouls.
Honey, are you gonna be a ghoul or a goblin, baby?
Right now, I'm not getting a distinction from either.
Honey, your goblins are ghoulish, and honestly, it's just not working.
No, and your ghouls have been gobbling, honey. I'm gonna have to let that out and put in a sequin panel down the side. Shit, who's got sequin dot? Anyone got four-way stretch? I'll take two-way stretch.
I have some confetti dot in my purse.
Oh, I bet you do. Was that from your aerial gown from this week's episode of Race Chaser?
You know what?
You still have that vintage fine garment?
Just because I wasn't breaking up the Westwood every episode, okay? I had to do...
Okay.
You see, we as Pittsburgh queens, we have to find our drag in the trash, okay? That's what we have
Honey,
to do.
Honey, I'm a Philadelphia queen. Don't try that. We are just simple podcaster lasses from Pennsylvania.
Oh, please. By the time you were on Drag Race, you had been a working television actress for fucking 10 years.
That's not fair. Model, too.
Model. Model as well.
Model, live songstress.
Yeah.
So you're in New York City right now, though. You're being a live songstress this year for Halloween.
I am, and, you know, we had a day of rehearsals today, and I have to tell you...
I heard rehearsals were over. You stepped it up.
The level of professionalism on this stage... Far too much.
That is what you came
for. Is what I came here to do.
Precisely.
I'm serious, though. I mean, I know I say it every time, and I say that, like, yes, we have really, really talented dancers, and but it's, like, starting to get on its feet, like, the show, and I'm so proud of it and what we're doing, and it really, like, makes me feel fucking alive to get to do a show. So, like, I'm grateful to everybody who has bought a ticket, who's driving into the drive-in show. It's happening tomorrow. We're really, really excited about it. It's also at 4:30 in the afternoon. So, like, if you have, like, I don't know, are you on Zoom, like, having a Halloween party later or something? You can come to the drive-in in the daytime. You'll be done by 6 o'clock and then do, like, whatever you were going to do. Trunk or treating or whatever, like Delta said.
I fully support A, Delta, and B, going to see this show, because the people that are in your show are literally the reasons why I moved to LA. I can't cut it with these New York kids. They're all doing fucking botmons with their pussies 10 feet in the air and jumping and swinging and hitting high season bullshit. I'll be out in LA. But the children?
Yeah.
I can't. But you should. Go buy tickets, everybody. And support the other girls, too. Kimchi's performing in, like, Snow Mountain. Aquarius having snow fights on stage. The girls are living in the wild weathers of the world.
Yeah. And the Voss show will be happening at the same place that night. Like, the work the drive-in girls. So go to VossEvents.com. Really, it's... gonna be outstanding. Also outstanding tonight, airing on YouTube, is the premiere of Bring Back my ghouls. A season 12 Halloween special with all the season 12 dolls. That's fun.
Yeah, that's great. There was some like conflama about like the Dragula girls, and they had like a special, like an episode announced, and then like
Resurrection.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, ooh, look, World of Wonder put together a little gig. Girls, do you want to film a video at your house? Cool.
Yeah, I mean,
is it home videos?
Drag queens doing a Halloween show. Or did they quarantine
them and get them together and pay them?
Drag queens doing a Halloween show? I've never heard of that. It's so. No, everybody has a Halloween show. You can't be mad that somebody else has a Halloween show too.
I'm not mad. I was just saying that there were people online who were noticing the distinction that all of a sudden, boom, boom, same year, both, you know, it's like, you know, two Aretha biopics are happening right now. Like, it's
right.
When like two things that are like the same happen in the same year, and then you're like, oh, wait, what? You know?
Right.
Like when two Snow Whites came out, when Julia Roberts and Charlize Theron, and you're like, no, I want to be Charlize Theron. Lily Collins can suck it. Eat the apple, bitch.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, I'm good.
Oh, dear.
You know what I mean.
Yes. Well,
but I can't
I
wait
mean,
to watch both.
I
should
did,
recap them or she
I'm
cap
them. Going to literally watch both. I'm so excited for Bring Back My Ghouls. And Dragula Resurrection was phenomenal. The queens were amazing, and I won't give it away, but the winner gets a spot on the next season of Dragula. So they bring back like standouts from previous seasons, and then the one who they choose comes back for the next season. It's very, very good, very exciting. Also very exciting from the rumor mill.
Vanity brought back the rumor.
That's gossip. What you on?
That's hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Do you think season 13 is going to be airing in December?
December.
Because that's the rumor on Reddit that Rue may be announcing it on the Halloween special.
Yeah, December 4th. Who knows? And Rue's on the cover of Cosmo this month, so the press mill is already working, and that's not like a last minute thing. That had to be arranged 3 to 5 months in advance, you know?
Was she in Guiche?
Yeah, she was up in it. But I don't know if it was a new picture. It was that green ruche dress with the red hair, and then the ones inside were the like metallic lilac dress that's like full leg out, blonde hair all one side with like the little pussy tethering, so the gown falls right. You know which one I'm talking about?
Amazing.
You'll know it when you see it. They're great pictures. Yeah. I don't know if they're new, but the hair's sickening, the gown's sickening. And Jade, our friend from Little Mix, got to interview her.
No way. Work.
Oh, different Jade. Sorry.
Huh?
Different Jade.
Bitch, and
you're a nasty bitch.
Well, if you had the view that I had in the safe zone, babies, not all girls can wear two pieces.
Oh my god. She came for me. She said I'm a mean girl. She called me fat. You borrowed my earrings today.
Girl, I had people going.
Girl, what are you talking about? You're a joke.
I had people borrowing my jacket and taking it off and going to read me an interview. Girl, you don't even want to know about presentation.
Very that. So wait, I saw a getting back to the season 13 December possibility thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure, but I did see someone like their DVR thing. And mm-hmm. I, you know, it's so easy to fake this, but their DVR, it like showed up with a December air date, and it said RuPaul's Drag Race. So, you know, listen, we are all excited for Drag Race in any form, in any way. So if that sounds really soon.
Yeah, but it does. But they used to start in January. Maybe they're switching. They switched it up.
You switched it up.
Yeah.
No. If you let me finish, you switch it up. Are you a horror movie kind of person?
No, I've never seen a Jason, never seen a Nightmare on Elm Street, never seen a... I saw Candyman when I was a kid, but that made me feel different feelings.
What about Hokey Pokey, Hocus Pocus?
Hocus Pocus I've watched. I think I don't, like, remember so much of it, but, like, I didn't watch a lot of TV or movies as a kid, but I liked The Worst Witch. I remember that. And I saw the new Witch one, The Witches with Anne Hathaway. And
oh,
Octavia
how was
Spencer.
It? I haven't watched it yet.
Right when it was ending, I was like, I feel like this is the middle of the movie because nothing super exciting had happened. And it was, there were some jokes. There were some chuckles.
A few little jokes here and there.
I thought Bad Hair was really fucking good.
Work.
It's okay. Vanessa Williams and Usher's in it, Kelly Rowland, many people.
Work.
The Dawn was almost broken, but it's all about...
You broke the Dawn.
It's so good and it's scary and like inventive. So I would recommend that as a Halloween thing. But you sent through a Halloween thing in the group text today and I blocked you.
I have to watch this. This just came to my attention.
What is Zombie Prom?
Andrew Barrett Cox, who's in the show, showed me Zombie Prom on there's a clip on YouTube. You can look it up, but it's...
Can we put it on their Instagram?
Yeah, of course.
And RuPaul is in this movie, and she looks phenomenal. And I'm like, what is this from? I thought I knew everything that RuPaul had done in her career. And this is something that completely was not on my radar. Did you hear of this? Did you know of
No.
this?
What is it? It's a movie or a play or a musical?
It's a musical, and I guess they did, like, a movie of it, maybe? And,
in the camp.
And RuPaul
is in it.
It
looks like the movie came out in 2006.
So that was, like, in that...
That was during her great film renaissance. She did another gay sequel. She did Zombie Prom. You know, the era when movies were movies, and RuPaul wasn't AJ and the Queen.
She is listed as the number one cast member as far as fame on IMDb.
Number one on the call sheet. What's that website again? I've never heard of that one.
Oh, IMDb?
I am Shebe.
Oh, wow.
Why?
A log of every drag queen in America, I am Shebe. I am Shebe. For sure.
Honey,
we need to trademark that. IamShebe.com. We're doing it.
It's every drag show that has ever happened.
Do you have a nail on? Oh. No nail. We can't register you. I'm sorry. Please check back later for IamDShebe.
Every drag show ever is like, you can look up like,
Sassy
Hamburger
Prom
Mary's
2004.
Brunch. Right. Hamburger Mary's Brunch, Sunday afternoon, first showing. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, I
curfew
see. Yes, I
tunnel.
See your credits. I see you have a lot of credits. Okay, great. Yeah.
Oh, they didn't tip that number it says here, though. It says you slipped on a french fry.
Right.
Did they
her
give you
total
extra drink
earnings,
tickets?
Her total earnings during her first number were $26 in tips. Not bad. I mean, honestly.
There's a notation, though, that she stole someone else's thumb drive. Stolen mixes. So we need checker references on that one.
She stole
Can we
the
get
mix.
Your drag mother's number.
That was my mix.
She stole the mix.
She is a mix stealer.
My audio watermark was on it.
Why don't we take a break? But you know what? Before we do, we have a rainbow spotlight. It's a rainbow spotlight, and it's a very exciting one. Our very special producer, Big
producer
Dipper.
At large and in charge, Big Dipper.
She put out this amazing
anthem.
Leather Daddy cheerleader music video on YouTube. And it's really, really
it's
amazing.
Sickening.
So check
Thank
it out.
You.
It's called Back Up Off Me.
And he wants nothing but, okay? So don't listen to him.
Back up into me.
He doth protest a little wee too much.
We're going to make masks that say back up off me.
Oh,
girl,
I love that. I love that.
He predicted the pandemic February.
Oh my God.
Well, let's give it a listen. We'll be right back.
Give a little listen. Give a little listen.
Listen.
Too far from perfect. Not your ideal. Nobody's role model. Fully fuck how you feel. I want your trouble, yeah. And we can fight. This beef is forever with no end in sight. I'm done with all you whack ass tricks. Too much confidence, but can't do shit with that dick. Fucking done with your fakeness, two faces, bullshit and dumbass, I'ma throw you in the basement. Sick and tired of the empty talk, hot air, bitch, where, motherfucker, how are you a millionaire? This right here is DIY and it's all mine.
So step the fuck off if you would be so
back up off me, give me space. I hate your fucking guts and your stupid ugly face. Back up off me, give me space. Phony fucking copycat, get traced. Back up off me, give me space. I hate your fucking guts and your stupid ugly face. Back up off me, give me space. Dump in the dumpster, you're a fucking waste. You want trouble? I'ma give you trouble. Been too good for way too long. Box of briefs, but a rock a thong. Your daddy wish we didn't get along.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. All right, we are back.
You know what time it is.
And this is a very
back
special.
Back up off that ballot box.
Very, very terrifying and horrifying segment that we like to call.
Let's get political.
I took it in a minor key.
Political. I like to get political. I am a ghost from politics past.
Wow. Yeah, this is the vote week. This is where we get to win, project good things, envision what you want to see.
Diva.
Make it happen, world. This is the time. Is everybody voting? I am.
This is the moment.
Ooh, we all get that sticker, and then I'm going to put my sticker over my butthole and then put it on my OnlyFans.
I love this idea. Girl, I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Work. Yes, this is the moment. If you don't have a voting plan, you are not doing drag. figure out your voting plan now. It's a couple days away. This is it. This is the moment that counts.
And if you're just planning
the moment
on
that counts.
If you're just planning on popping in day of, I am, because like I live between two polling spots. I'm good.
You are a polling spot, honey.
Girl, they've erected poles all through my neighborhood.
You love an erect pole. I know you do. I know you do, Diva.
I found some on the Thomas Guide. There's going to be record numbers of voting this year, they're predicting. So get there early. Make sure you have enough time. Bring a purse snack. Maybe like a milk crate to sit on if you need or whatever. But make sure you get your vote in. And The vote to rewrite the constitution in Chile also is good.
Oh, what? Oh, what?
Yeah, Chile got a new constitution, or they're going to rewrite it. The New York Times is reporting that protests that started over a small hike in metro fares then exploded into a broad reckoning over inequality that shook Chile for weeks. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators poured into the streets calling for sweeping change in their society with higher wages and pensions, better health care and education. Oh my God, it's all stuff we want too. Crazy. The movement soon seized on a vehicle for their demands, which was Chile's constitution. On Sunday, just over a year after massive demonstrations swept the nation, Chileans voted to scrap the dictatorship-era document and write a new one, a process that could transform the politics of a country that has long been regarded as one of the most stable and prosperous in Latin America.
That's great news, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just we need to do this. My friend on the phone in Chile this morning, yeah.
You know what's funny? I went to Chile a couple years ago, I think, and I tried to turn in the money at the bank, and that was one of two spots the bank has ever said, we don't accept this foreign money, this country, because the economy is too unstable or irrational, or some word that made them say no. It was them and India. I think it was Chile. It was either Chile or Peru. But let me just talk out my ass. That'll work. I've been doing that for years. But
yeah.
That's awesome work, Chile.
This is major. We need this in our country.
Yeah,
because
let's do
there's a lot that it's almost like, could we just like sort of start over? Girl, just start over.
Mulligan, girl.
Shake I think the that was Alyssa Edwards. Alyssa Edwards read of me in the reading challenge. Start over.
Not bad.
Right.
Good read.
This is really, really exciting. We love to see it. We love to hear this. Yeah, like Tina, go for it. We support you, Chile.
And
also,
we have is this true? We have a new Supreme Court justice. I've been behind on the news. Is she really the new one? They did that in 16 days.
Amy
for real?
Coney. Amy Coney Barrett. The only Coney I like is a Coney bra. That's all I like. Okay, Amy Coney Barrett. Being appointed to the Supreme Court, and then Mitch McConnell adjourns the Senate for recess while we are in the middle of a next wave of the pandemic, and nothing has been done to help Americans with a second stimulus package or literally any fucking leadership at all.
Wow.
All caps on the outline. Because it is. It's outrageous. I mean, it's outrageous.
Wait, so she's a judge now?
She is.
She's on the Supreme Court, and then they were like, you know what? Let's take a recess while the election happens. They literally just forced her through. It's insane that he appointed three Supreme Court justices in his presidency already.
So it's like six out of our nine justices were picked by presidents who don't represent the popular amount of the people's opinions in America. Because we would have had someone else making those decisions.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is worse than All Stars 1.
It's no not cool.
We need to rewrite our constitution for sure too. Because there's a bunch of stuff we need to get out of there. We need to like put women in it, all genders, all that stuff. I almost said bullshit, but I didn't mean it like that. I'm just so fucking mad at this. This is really fucking true. I have to find out on my own podcast that another person that hates gay people is in power.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Not good. Honestly, not good. But this is why we vote. And this is why it's important to... I really want to see a wave that's really strong for our people.
The Dodgers won. I mean, that was good for us.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Blue wave.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Did you watch any of the games? And the Lakers won too.
Are you joking?
They killed the Miami Heat. Lakers have the best players. They spend the most money.
I'm pretty sure the Lakers are a basketball team. That's a basketball team.
They are.
Dodgers are baseball because there's Dodgers Stadium. Look at me. I'm so butch.
Look
I'm
you
such
go.
A top. Oh my God. Wait a second.
We said we would stop lying on the podcast.
Wait a second. Am I straight?
No,
you guys.
The disinformation. Girl, yeah. Do you have a cup
I've heard this could happen. I've heard this could happen, but I literally converted.
Oh, tell your wrist that, honey.
Why don't we take a break? Because politics actually is terrifying, and this is a very terrifying Halloween episode. So
that terrified me, literally. Wow. What a thing to wake up to. It's 2 o'clock, but still.
Let's get the fuck out of this hot mess. And we'll be right back.
Fuck off.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah,
and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Shall we go for
each?
Whenever you're ready.
Shall we pod?
Shall we pod through the hot goss and the tea?
So, because this is a very spooky episode, we are going to... Ooh, listen to this. Oh, wow. Ooh.
Oh. Oh, do you hear that? Ooh, is that dry ice?
I was opening sparkling water. I thought it would make a really thrilling noise.
Trying to act
really
like you have sparkling water.
Listen. Okay, this is the time where we go
spelunking deep inside the demons. DM stands for Demon Monsters.
Do you want to read the first one?
Yeah, this is from Ian. Greetings, Willem, Akasha, and Big Dipper. This morning, Wednesday, I was listening to Season 5 Snatch Game episode of your beloved podcast and heard Willem inquire as to why Jinx's phrase water off a duck's back makes any sense. As a self-described bird expert, okay, Audubon, and longtime birder, I can tell you that birds have a gland called the uropygial gland beneath their tail feathers. Birds use their beaks to take oil from this gland and coat their feathers, thus making their feathers to be waterproof. I do this with semen. It protects split ends.
You do.
Right from a butt. Anyways, don't have dick pics, but attached is a photo of a duck's dick. Great. Which is corkscrew-shaped to forcefully penetrate animals and inject the max amount of sperm possible. We need to get into these ducks. Luckily, the females have evolved to also have corkscrew vaginas with dead ends. Oh, so like your wigs. Isn't nature amazing? Much love, Eon. Oh, wow, this corkscrew dick? That is 9 centimeters, 3 inches.
Animals do not enjoy sex.
What kind of corkscrew? Oh, wow.
They just really have a rough time when it comes to fucking making love. I mean, literally a corkscrew torture dick?
Corkscrew dick. Yeah. What kind of 7 dick is that? Like,
honey, she broke out the ruler. This picture, there's a ruler that's measuring the dick. Oh, honey.
Of the duck.
I'm
gonna suck your duck so hard.
My corkscrew dick is 3 fucking centimeters long, bitch. I am swinging, honey. Yes. 3 yes. centimeters.
Duck, you like this
dick,
blue bill?
Bitch.
Wait till you see my corkscrew cock. This lovely blue bill, though. This blue is gorgeous.
My dick looks like a pig's tail. Okay. But the thing about the
dick duck?
The thing
duck
about
dick?
No, the waterproof wings.
Duck dick.
What a That's fascinating. They have a
duck
little
dick,
gland.
A corkscrew.
Uh,
It hurts when you screw my corkscrew vagina.
Wow. Oh, thank you for that note, Ian. We appreciate you. Our next message comes...
That looks like bad calamari, those duck penises.
Those duck dicks ain't right, bitch. Uh-uh. Okay.
I wouldn't even suck that with your hole.
This is from Nelson. Hi, Alaska Willem and Dip. I am currently an unemployed 2020 college graduate with a BFA in musical theater and nothing to do except masturbate and watch Sondheim musicals all day. I have a huge foot fetish since I was super young, and I have never had the courage to tell anyone about my kinks. I love feet, socks, sneakers, which was an awesome problem to have, considering I went to college at a place with incredibly hot athletes. And even with a lot of sexually active, horny college theater performers, I never felt safe with any of my friends to be honest about what I'm into. My plan was to move to either New York or LA right after I graduated.
Suck all the feet.
But those plans are now sidetracked due to COVIDina. Amber Thiessen, Paul Charles. Oh, COVIDina, Amber Thiessen, Paul Charles for the moment. My questions are, 1, have you ever had a fetish or kink that you were too afraid to tell your friends? 2, living in LA, is there a fetish scene there and what is it like? 3, does clothing ever turn you on? For me, the socks that the instigays always wear to the gym, booty shorts, is pretty prime. Thank you for helping me to get through my depression with the pod. I really hope to see you on stage again real soon. Love from the Twin Cities, Nelson. Attached is a pic of my schlong.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That is a stylus.
Yes, it is.
It's prominent.
It is a prominence. There is a strong veining on top.
Don't be fooled. That linoleum is vintage.
It's parquet,
It's a historically marked building.
Parquet! Parkour! The balls are pushed... It's a picture taken from above, the top of the dick, but the balls are pushed to one side so we can see that they do exist, which
that
I appreciate.
That cabinet's not shutting right, though. That needs to be squared up a little bit.
Yeah, that could be squared up. Yeah, before we sign a lease for another year, there's a few little repairs that have to happen, and that's one of them.
That vein, too, bitch. That looks like a pipeline.
So I feel like you're pretty out there and open about your personal sexual proclivities, aren't you?
Yeah. Have I ever had a fetish or kink I was too afraid to tell my friends? No. Living in LA, is there a fetish scene? Yeah, I used to work the door at a dungeon on Lancashire.
Oh, wow.
There's one by LAX, too.
You've had an interesting life.
Girl, I've done a little bit of everything. I worked in a bathhouse. I hooked. I was, but the thing about this question that makes me go, like, I've never had the courage to tell anybody is just, like, why don't you just stick somebody's foot in your mouth while you're fucking them or sucking them? You don't have to tell them. And then if they don't like it, they'll tell you to stop. Plenty of guys have stuck my toes in their mouth that are into it, and then I was like, okay, this is fine. Like, it's something I think can be hot, but I've never asked for it. But the last guy that did it, the next few times after he did it once or twice, I was making sure, like, my feet were good, like, before every time, like, manicured and stuff.
You put toenails on?
No, fuck you, I didn't.
French tip.
No, this guy is someone I don't... I fuck as a guy. But he... I said something, I like moved my foot up and he said something like, we don't have to do that every time. I was like, oh, I thought you were into it. He's like, no, it was a spur of the moment thing. And I was like, good, because it was a lot of upkeep keeping my feet as clean as my hole, you know,
sperm of the moment.
Yeah, it was a sperm of the moment telling me what that hole meant. Yeah. So I think that if you just like go for it, you won't have to tell somebody. And if they don't like it, they'll kick you in the face. And say, get out,
well,
freak. No.
Yes. But yeah, the other side of that, I mean, a lot of people are I think, open to that, especially nowadays where, like, spitting in your mouth is just, like, first date behavior. Like,
oh, yeah.
Things
either
have
kiss
gotten
me or spit in my mouth. Do something with my mouth.
Like, since when I was first a young gay, things have changed a lot. But I think that's pretty vanilla as things go. And I think you'd be surprised if you let people know that you're into this. I think you'd be surprised that more people than you think are into it. And you can probably find it. You don't have to move to New York or LA to find people who will let you.
People have feet all over the world, even Chicago, Dallas, Portland.
I say be brave, and I think you'll be surprised.
I'm more worried.
That's, I think.
About the fact that he misspelled masturbate and schlong. Which brings me to my next subject.
Master Beat,
the circuit party. Yeah. That means he's jerking off to techno music. Okay, from Jeff. Greetings, AWD, or All Wheel Drive. Thank you for the wonderful podcast and content. My question is about the casting timeline for Drag Race. Are you aware that you are cast for the next season of Drag Race when watching the current season finale? Did Willem and Sharon know they were cast for season 4 when watching Raja win on TV? Alaska, did you know you were going to be on season 5 when you were at the tapping for season 4 finale? Or did you find out around the time it was televised? Be curious to know how the timelines of the casting work the next season of The Queens take place. Keep up the fantastic work, Jeff from Dallas. No.
Well, I think it's completely different now than it was when I was on Drag Race. And
first you submit a tape and then you catfish people, then you get on the show, and then you don't get on the show.
Oh, wow.
Well, two different girls now have been like sidelined by like sexually charged allegations before they even got on the
Allison,
show.
Allison, kiss me, I'm Allison. I think
remember the name of that tune? Bianca sent in a tape. Allison sent it back.
We're pleased to invite you to. Can we do that as a live stream? Can we do a reading of the movie Bulk, the fake movie?
Oh, write it, but yes.
I feel like we could just read Daddy Son porn or like bulking porn or something. Yeah, we could do it. We'll
it's get everyone daddy to come. Stepson porn, so therefore it isn't illegal. They always say stepson.
As long as the cows don't wander into the frame.
They always say stepson. FamilyDick.com. We want to take a second to talk to you about FamilyDick.com.
FamilyDick.com. Our new what sponsor. The sponsors will have our head.
We want to talk to you about better hell.
We want to talk to you about IamSheBee.com. That's imshebe.com/drag.
Jeff.org.
Jeff. If you're lucky.
Jeff
nasty.
From Dallas. Jeffers losing his mind.
You're both just monologuing.
We're
being drag queens. Let us be drag queens.
We represent the echo chamber of social media. That's what this is.
Should we start chewing again? Would that help?
Incoherent chat. Okay. No, to answer your question, Jeff from Dallas, I think the time frame is way faster now. And I think, yes, it is very likely that, you know, people, you have to do your tape as the season is finishing up. So, yes. The answer is yes, but also no. From Scott.
Yes, but no, but yes, but no.
This one has some great pictures. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, I just scrolled ahead.
Just really good composition. Okay. From Scott. Dear Alaska, Willem, and Dipper, I think we've run out of creative nicknames, he says in parentheses. Love that. Wow. Frenemy of the pod here. Oh. House of LaToya. In your last Hot Goss episode, Willem mentioned public cruising, which then moved the discussion to Vaseline Alley. I wanted to provide you and your listeners with on-the-ground investigative reporting as I live adjacent to Vaseline Alley, behind Hamburger Mary's prime location. And
ooh, yeah, thought
you should all know that since Cornova, the alley is alive and well. Even though, sadly, Gold Coast is closed, that hasn't stopped the horny fuckers of WeHo, who no longer have the sex clubs of L.A. to patron, or contract Shangela from.
That's Shangela's cousin.
Work. There's even a cruising website called Sniffles, not on the App Store. You have to search for it in your web browser, that became popular with the regulars of Vaseline Alley to coordinate hookups and to chat with your fellow slutty cum dumpsters. I've personally witnessed some of the beautiful cocks and exchanges while in the alley. Of course. Of course, I know all this for journalistic reasons, cough, cough. Also, I love when my rideshare drivers pick me up from my home and their app tells them to take me to Vaseline Alley. The look on their hetero faces is priceless. Included is both a dick pic and a wide shot of my ass about to be fucked. I do porn. So gaze into its glory. Love, Scott.
Oh, I think I know him.
Why wouldn't he, if he does porn, wouldn't he want us to know his porn name so we could promote him?
I don't know.
I'll find it.
These are great pictures because there's like...
in a garage with a Jeep? He's a Jeep girl. I like that.
Well, describe the rest of that garage.
Oh, well, there's wine. There's a some red wine.
There's a bong.
There's a clean bong. It doesn't look like it doesn't even need to be. The room is clean. They laid down a fuck towel on the couch, which is in a garage with nice cabinets.
The couch is next to the Jeep. It looks like they parked a Jeep in their kitchen, honestly. Like,
overhead,
what am I
pot
looking
lighting,
at?
And there's some underhand pot lighting behind the bed. The bed is glowing like a low-key fault line or like Satan's sex dungeon because there's red light emanating from the black headboard where he has the hood on and the whole au pair for sure. Yeah. And then
he's wearing a black jock strap, which is always elegant.
There's a book. There's books on the bedside table. Never fuck anyone without books.
Right.
It's lovely composition in every photo.
So he's got his, like, he's like on all fours, and then there's this guy with just ready to go in there. He's at the ready. He's standing there.
He's
prepared. He said, let's get the still photo first.
Stills first.
This is the before picture.
Oh, yeah. Before the carnage.
Right. Yes.
But he could honestly do some damage. everything is great. The pubes are natural, but the shaft is shaved a little bit just to give that length and dimension.
Well, yes.
Yeah, okay. And that's wonderfully astute, and what a wonderful way to trick the eye with some Trump Loy. But honestly, he could trick my thighs because this is good. This is good dick.
Yeah.
Now what did he ask? Oh, about Vaseline Alley. Well, you used to work near there. Where did you take your break, ho?
Turning it out in Vaseline Alley. You know, I've never really been, I preferred to like meet people at bars. I never liked the vibe of like sex clubs or whatever.
That's a pathway though. That's a stroll. It's not a sex club.
I never saw anything happening in Vaseline Alley ever.
Well, some horses keep their blinders on, I see.
I don't know. I feel like it was like,
you're gonna
very
act like you never saw me
down.
Back there, bitch. Really? I worked at Hamburg Mary's for 13 years. I gave them a baker's dozen of my life. And they, yeah, I saw plenty back there.
You did? Is it at night?
Yeah.
Like, what the... When? Like, what
I was
time
the first
day?
Person to get fucked in the dressing room at Hamburger Mary's. And I know that because it was still under construction. So...
Oh, wow.
Like, I have seniority in Vaseline Alley. I see over everything. There was a window up there, and I could see people in the back. I love Hamburger Mary's. I love the Gold Coast. I loved the whole alley. Just, like, driving home after working on a Sunday night. Like, sure. Yeah. Let me cruise by this alley. I got some Jack in the Box.
I'd like to order the Raven with a side of curly fries, please.
And please put extra brie. I wanted to smell like semen.
Actually, could I have a Chanel? You know what? I'm going to change. I'm going to get a Jujubee. It's fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're out of the teriyaki? Okay. I'll take the Chanel, actually. Thank you.
A slice of apple. She should have done that at the induction.
The pan in Barry Acai.
His name on Twitter is Scott Lazarus XXX.
He seems like a nice guy. I really like him.
All right, Scott Lazarus, honey, she's rising from the dead, honey. Mm-hmm. Lazarus, honey, biblical proportions, honey.
I wrote down a note. I didn't want to interrupt something you were saying, and all it says is suck a dick. So I don't even know what the note was about, but I'm going to apply it here.
Suck a dick?
Suck a dick. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, these mysteries and more.
On Father Dowling Mysteries.
Yes. We thank you very much for listening.
Oh, our time here has come to a close.
What? It is. We're done. This is the end of the outline.
Let me take off my diamond Mr. Bug Raptorist. Yes, it is. You're right.
Hang it up.
The demon time is over. No more demons.
That's a Raptress, babe.
The holidays officially have started. It's Ray Latre's birthday, and they go until February.
Well, so, okay. All right. All well, we thank you very much for listening to Hot Goss. You can send us your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have bonus video content, too, available at patreon.com/Willem. And you can search for that using Race Chaser and watch whatever videos your little heart desires.
Yes. And this week has been a really special week for the Patreon videos. We just put up part one of spelunking into our sister's OnlyFans pages. Mm-hmm. And today we're giving you the gift of Fist. This is a physical fitness sporting competition dragtastic adventure. You can go to patreon.com/Willem.
And you,
it's a really good one. I was cracking up watching the sports
dying.
One.
I was dying. It was so good. And the Name That Tune is out on my YouTube channel for anybody that didn't see it. So that's like 2 hours. And I was while I was uploading it was rendering. And I was laughing my fucking ass off. It was so funny. Like, so please go watch our stuff. It's great. And give it a thumbs up and subscribe. And you can follow us on Instagram, too, at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod.
That's right. And the link on the Instagram for Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm. And now is the moment to make that voting plan. It's only a few days left. Figure it out. Write it down.
Right. Yes.
Run alternate routes just in case of like some fuckery, you know? Yeah. Have a backup poll in place.
Right.
I always have a backup poll in place.
I know you do, too. Yeah. Wear a mask out there, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back next week with more
piping,
steaming,
scalding,
boiling.
Hot goss. Oh, you from Montreal?
That's hot goss.
I imagine Chase Icon like on two porpoises, like water skis, skiing out of the studio every time that happens.
Very that.
What's Alton Raja?
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.